What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Badge County Podcast. This is episode 5, the final of 5 episodes for our BC 100. This is the series finale of sorts, where we're going through and we're deciding on the top plays, the top moments from the top 100 players in the NBA. We're going through our process. We're talking about the snubs, you know, all this stuff. If you haven't listened to episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can do it now. You can do it later. You can listen to it all in reverse. Your call, you know, dealer's choice. But this is going to be the final episode. We've got number 20 all the way down to number 1. Let's just kick right into things today. We've got number 20, Jamal Murray. Seems weird to say, but I think that we discussed this moment. I know I said last episode that we discussed Ja Morant more than anybody, but I think that Jamal Murray would kind of maybe surprisingly give him a challenge for that most discussed moment. Mostly, I think we were kind of going back and forth between what we ultimately decided was the series for 2023 NBA Finals legendary. It's just legendary, you know, like the finals clips are better. I think that legitimately, like the footage that Top Shot gets from the league for the finals is just better. It's got that like yellowy glow almost to it. The coloring on it. Yeah, the Phantom Cam is just so good. So we went with that. Although that's sort of, so for me, I went with, I stayed with the finals, but in series 4, the finals moments also had, all the players also had commons, or I guess they were fandoms. Some as redemptions, yes. And they turned into commons. Yes.
They were commons.
I think they were commons. But Jamal Murray also got a finals common, and I think the moment is better in the finals common than the actual like moment from the 23 NBA finals. But it's a legendary finals, and it feels weird to have a guy of this caliber. Obviously, he's in the top 20. We can debate if Jamal Murray is actually a top 20 NBA guy. But here he is. The Ringer put him in here. Don't at me. It's here. And we went with the legendary. But fun fact, this was the legendary Jamal Murray from the finals came from their only loss in the series. They won it 4-1. That one Miami win was in this game. And it just feels... It's just a slight knock on it. Just a slight knock.
Yeah.
It is. I remember watching this dunk, though. I mean, it's not a dunk you're going to, like, everyone's going to remember, but it's pretty nice. Pretty awesome celebration. And then that Phantom Cam lets you see, like, he gets really clobbered in the back of the head. And the ball kind of bounces around the rim as he dunks it through. It just looks awesome in slow-mo. And ultimately... championship season. This is kind of like, you know, this is the highlight of his career.
Yeah.
We obviously fits in
the career defining. Yeah. Career
exactly. Defining. Yes. And it honestly, yeah, it's not going to be I don't know if he's going to leave a legacy per se, but yeah, you know, I would be remiss to not mention, we did discuss the S1 50 piece from the bubble. Just so you know, everybody in the comments, you got to talk about that. Yeah, we talked about it. It just didn't win. The 2023 NBA playoffs, number 19, Jimmy Butler, series 4. This is, I think, a 56 piece just off the top of my head. I mean, I can see the thumbnail. I remember everybody remembers the series. Everybody remembers the Gabe Vincent assist to the Jimmy Butler game winner. That would honestly get an honorable mention for probably like one of the better foments of the BC 100. But 56 points. I mean, that's all they had that entire playoff run. It was just Jimmy Butler. Like we were talking about in the last episode, Bam Adebayo is not really going to give you a lot on the offensive end. You know, I think that Hero out for some of this playoff run.
I think he was out for pretty well the
like
whole
the whole thing run. Wouldn't he like broke his wrist or something in like the first round, and he was like supposed to come back, and he just never did. So literally we're talking about like Gabe Vincent as like the second best offensive weapon on this team that made it to the NBA finals. Like I think that this playoff run is going to, this is legacy stuff. Jimmy Butler can will you to the NBA finals.
Yeah,
he was like Michael Jordan out there.
They were the 8 seed, right? Or that's seven? Right. Eight that's seed. Right. So, like, I mean, you got to remember that. I know the Bucks were without Giannis for at least a couple games in the series, but not the whole series. And this moment is just wonderful. I think it's another great use of a reel. You got
the flames in the intro.
Yeah, the flames. Like, am I crazy or did I like dream that I like watched the flames during the game? Surely I didn't, but it feels like there's just flames going on in the background while I'm watching the game.
Also, it just fits straight from perfect. The flames into the warm-up tees that say white hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some next level curation here in editing.
That's four, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I'm kind of getting fired up watching this moment here. Yeah. I mean,
the scream, like the yell after one of the shot, like the three late in the game. I mean,
is this the closest that we've gotten to like a Michael Jordan performance for a playoffs?
Yeah, it's up there with like, I think of Kawhi, honestly, he has had
that's the other thing I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And this is, I was just thinking too, this is like, what I love about doing this, the BC 100, is like, we can't let this moment get lost in the shuffle. You know, it cannot get lost in the marketplace. I know it's not going to pop up if you're sorting by price until you scroll down quite a bit, but it's definitely his best moment. I don't think it's really disputable here.
No, not even kind of. Like, literally, we're not talking about a price a lot. This is $2. Go buy it. I'm not saying stack it. I'm not saying any of that. Just, it's $2. You have to have, this is like one of the most iconic plays certainly of the NBA Top Shot era. I could clearly, I'm surprising myself. I guess I could talk about this for a long time, so I'm going to stop myself short. Number 18, we've got the young gun, Mr. Tyrese Haliburton. This was, I was a lone holdout here because I was a little bit hesitant. I know I just said like, who cares about the mint or whatever. Crunch time just was not a set that really did it for me. Tyrese Haliburton, crunch time, you know, the dagger and the IST with the IST courts. It's epic, but I have to watch Haliburton shoot a jumper and I just, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to do. It's such an ugly shot. The hitch is unbelievable.
Hey, it goes in and it goes in when it matters most. And that's what I love about this moment. It's against the Bucks. He uses a signature Dame time. He calls it Hallie time, taps the wrist right in front of him with the dagger. I think this is his arrival moment. This is kind of one of those moments that Haliburton this season just took it to another level. And if you remember, like, the in-season tournament was at the beginning of the season. So he was still at the peak of his powers right at this point. Haliburton is pre-injury. He was awesome. I mean, in this moment, to me, it was just like a capstone on like what we're doing here, you know, with his season. And yeah, I love it. I mean,
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I think there's some others that are great, but this one just speaks to a moment.
Just a minute ago, I heard myself say comparing someone to Michael Jordan. I was like, that sounds like a crazy thing to do. Nobody ever really compares, you know, we obviously talk about like LeBron and Michael, but we don't talk about like game, like style. My choice for this was the S3 MGLE, and it is a Michael Jordan reverse layup, switch hands. I mean, it literally looks like the play. It's kind of insane. That was my choice. I lost. You guys won. I think it was a good choice. I think that, you know, for one, the IST courts are just – that's a bonus point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who do we have next?
We got a big one.
We got a big one next. Coming in at number 17, Victor Wembanyama with the S23. MGLE was the choice here.
A lot of great choices we could go with.
You know, I'm going to make you go with this, Jared, because this one is personal for you.
Well, yeah, it kind of hurts my soul, and I don't know why you had to do that. I mean, I typically am very nice to you. I don't usually make fun of your favorite players or your favorite teams, but yeah, this is just one of those blocks on Chet, my guy. This was that rookie duel that we kind of got all season. For some reason that became personal, it felt like. And Wemby got the best of him in this game, no doubt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Spurs won. He blocked Chet late in the game. This moment's pretty iconic.
Kind of a snatch block.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how long his arms are. I mean, the dude is like
Holmgren.
He's 7'4" with like a 19.4 vertical reach. I mean, it's just insane. Like, I'm impressed by Wemby. I would have actually had him higher than where the Ringer has him in my top 100. I think the dude's going to be awesome this year. I think he's top 10 player like next year. So, not a lot of good choices. I know you guys can maybe discuss some of the other ones. I know this was my choice, was the MJLE.
Hardware is pretty great.
It's there's a lot of good choices, right? I mean, Honors is incredible. I know some people would have voted for that. I just purchased that one. So that's how you know we're staying objective here on the BC 100. I did not.
Yep.
You know,
congratulations, by the way. That's
epic. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an epic moment. I mean, yeah. To me, a rare rookie Wemby is like top of the line for sure.
It's insane watching that reel. I mean, just within that game against Giannis, there's like three or four things that alone could have been a moment. So they're like, you know, they had to make a reel in that case. It's definitely one of those good use cases for a reel. So, but ultimately, like, we do still like the idea of like the moment. And if there's a moment, just like Chet with Chet, you know, that shot against the Warriors was clearly like the moment. There's sometimes more power in a moment that happens in a, you know, in an instant. And I feel like with Wemby, that block, especially because those two for Rookie of the Year were battling back and forth, I think it was ultimately the right choice. But this guy's going to have options for this list probably just every single year, new options.
Every single month. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like the amount of things that he accomplished this year on the court, just unbelievable stuff. There's really nothing left you can say about Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, yeah. So we went with the best choice, we think, for his rookie year, SVD3 MGLE. This one was unanimous. Also unanimous at number 16 was Donovan Spida Mitchell. S4, once again, top shot 50. I'm telling you, you know, even though we are, you know, I don't know how beloved this set was like in the moment. But I know that in the moment that this moment happened, it was the moment for Donovan mm-hmm. Mitchell. Yeah, no 71 doubt. Points. This is it. This is the legacy. This is his thing. I'm not sure. Obviously, he's you know still a young guy. Still has plenty of opportunities to top this with some sort of like you know championship run. But it's going to take a championship to dethrone a 71 point game.
Efficient 71 as well. I mean, I think he's 22 of 34 in the game, just making crazy plays. Like, you know, they needed every single one of those points down the stretch. It wasn't like some like, I'm going to see if I can get 70, you know, and he I feel like if I remember right, he's like smiling because he realizes how crazy what, you know, what's happening in the moment is. And it's just it's such a fun moment.
Yeah, I think we can also talk about how cheap these Nike jerseys are. He's like the what color is it? Is it scarlet? Is that the Cavaliers?
Sure.
Color?
Yeah.
There's so many shades of red in sports, but it is literally like a it's like 18 shades darker by the end of the game. Obviously, I think that it's probably induced by I'm guessing a Gatorade bath, but it looks like a different jersey. Anyway, 71 points. There's a couple 70 pieces that you just. Honestly, that just puts you an immediate contender. Got to talk about it.
Yeah. One thing that we haven't really talked a ton about because we're talking about the moments, but this one, like the thumbnail with the whole team gathered around him, I think that kind of like speaks to that Cavs, that little moment for them. They were kind of, they've kind of had that great, you know, chemistry. I felt like that season and maybe it kind of fell off this last season a little bit. Just felt like something special with that team for that stretch. And that thumbnail just speaks to it perfectly.
Totally.
I will say, speaking of thumbnails, I want to make a formal request here. NBA Top Shot. When I go to a moment and I'm looking at all the panels that are available to view, you know, starting at the bottom, we've got the back of the cube with just the team logo. We've got sort of the back angled view where you see like the inverted of the thumbnail with the jersey number. We've got another view of the logo. We've got the set art sort of with the box score. And then we've got what we view as the traditional thumbnail. None of which can I see the thumbnail straight on. So we have four straight on angles, or sorry, three straight on angles. I want to be able to see this photo as a straight square, not sort of at an angle. You know, I don't really, I love the perspective on the natural cube. Love it. Wouldn't change it. No notes. But just give me the additional option. You know, there's so many of these great thumbnails.
One more, yeah.
That's, one more slide.
That's kind of my thought.
Just full thumbnail in all of its glory. Next one. We're into the top 15 here.
This is getting to be awesome.
This one's good. This one's getting good. We got Jaylen Brown, S23-24 NBA Finals. Legendary. I mean, like, what else could you choose? The man was the best player on the planet for the playoffs. You know, like, obviously, so much debate about Jaylen and Jason for this one. And Jaylen was just the best player all the time. He won the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. He won the MVP of the NBA Finals. I mean, you just couldn't go anywhere but this. This is legacy stuff, you know. Him and Tatum getting drafted here, stay in the course. Obviously, I feel like this team gets broken up 90% of the time in the NBA these days when they lose to the Warriors, you know. You lose to the Warriors and then you don't even get back to the NBA Finals the next year. Like, the idea that this young core stayed together, saw a lot of success early on, was never broken up. They were never split up. You know, to get back to the NBA Finals 2 years later, win the thing, and like one of the more dominant NBA playoff runs of all time. Obviously, it wasn't like, you know, as fun, perhaps. I guess, like, if you're not a Celtics fan, I don't think this team was perceived as like, you know, this really lovable team that maybe like the early 2000s Lakers that went 16-1. But they dropped two games. Three games?
Yeah.
Did they
I don't know. But they, wasn't
they dropped
many.
Two or three games in an entire playoff.
It was like
run.
One I mean, every series it felt yes. like. At and they, max, you know.
I mean, they just dominated from April 19th all the way till the end. And it was Jaylen Brown at the forefront. So I think there's just no choice here. Any more notes on this
one? I mean, yeah. I also just love his posters. I mean, he has I'd say a little bit of a distinct style, a lot of power in his dunks. So yeah, it's nasty. Try to block this one out of my memory, but it's a good one. I've always liked Jaylen Brown's dunks, and yeah, I mean, it's kind of like technically over two guys. Kyrie's like kind of trying, not really, but it's awesome, and it gets that slow-mo treatment that a lot of legendaries get. So stack on top of that, you know, the fact that he won Finals MVP, and yeah, it's a unanimous choice.
What's fun about this one, fun fact, is that Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, and Kristaps Porzingis, all three of their moments in this set are from game one.
Yeah.
It just felt it's like a real
it's a statement,
tone set.
It was a statement, yeah.
But yeah, Jaylen Brown, obviously this was the choice. It was unanimous. There wasn't much discussion. But speaking of his yams, yeah, the S3 throwdowns, Jaylen Brown is like one of the greater throwdowns. It's mega. Also, I don't think anybody watched something for this one. Nobody would. Number 14, Kawhi Leonard. There's no choice here. You know, it's the Series 4. Run it back. Legacies, 2014-19. The Game 7. Winner, Toronto, Philadelphia. You know that. I mean, I don't know why I'm even describing it. You know it. You see it. You see the ball. It's still bouncing somewhere. Somewhere out there, that ball is still bouncing around the rim. There's no debate here. This is one of the most iconic shots in NBA history. This is not of the era or the Top Shot era. Like, nope. All the way back 77 years or whatever it is. This is top 10. This is up there again. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm saying it again. We mentioned him in the same breath earlier. This is a Jordan level shot.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Jordan doesn't have a game seven game winner.
This is one of those moments where you remember where you were at again. Oh, yeah. Like we've talked about a few others, and like the crouch where he just, you know, bends down in the corner. I don't think you can like. That moment won't hit the same if he doesn't get that pose in, you know, when that ball's bouncing many times on the rim. And then talk about screams. We talked about it with Jimmy Butler, but after this Kawhi shot goes in, you know, he lets out just like a crazy scream in the corner with his teammates all around him. Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Doesn't get any better.
The thumbnail, you know, to your point with the crouch and everything, I mean, is that the thumbnail of Top Shot? I mean, it's hard to beat that. It's like got him in the background just crouching. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's so good. It really is. I did just look up a little fun fact here because I want to make sure I wasn't speaking out of turn. Jordan doesn't have any Game 7 game winners. You know how many Game 7s Michael Jordan played in? This dude lived in the playoffs.
Three
Game 7s.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Is this Kawhi a Game 7? I want to say it's a Game 6, but maybe I'm not thinking through that correctly.
Let's see.
It's Game 7. Okay. My bad.
Yeah, it checked every box. It checked every single box. Like, you know, it's crazy.
And then it made some new boxes and it checked those too.
Oh, exactly. I know what it was that I was thinking that, like, this wasn't actually the Eastern Conference Finals because we know that because this was against the Sixers. And Joe, Badge County, he also knows that the Sixers never make it past the second round. So
hang the banner.
Just a little stray for Eastern Joe. Conference Hopefully he's listening. We love you,
Eastern,
Joe.
Yeah, the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Mm-hmm. Banner.
The banner. Hang it up. All right, moving on to number 13. We talked a lot about this guy, kind of in a different light than some of the other ones. This is Devin Booker. I don't think we really felt super strongly about any of his stuff. Obviously, the first thing I think of is going to be his S1 base set bubble moment. But the problem is, it's just like the fall away and laying on the ground is just not there. Like the edit, is the edit all it took? Like if the edit is better in S1, is that the choice?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that it's right. The problem is the edit cuts off before he even like falls to the ground.
The epic
I swear,
part.
Does the shot really even go through the hoop before the edit cuts off? That's how like quick it seems.
Now this moment is no slouch.
This is actually a pretty good moment. I do think Devin Booker, like, he's one of those guys that doesn't translate to Top Shots. Like, how many mid-range jumpers do you want to watch? You know, like, that's what he does. And he's awesome at it. I mean, he's the best in the league just knocking down, you know, 20-footers. But this one is
the only active player with a 70-point game that did not get that game featured. And it's on Top Shot. Mm-hmm. I was that was my selection. Because I, as a Celtics fan, I can tell you exactly where I was when Devin Booker, all of like 12 years old, dropped 70 on us. it was awful. And so I feel like I didn't want to be too much of a homer and not select it. But, you know, I was talked out of it. I mean, it's the youngest 70-piece game, obviously. He's got some moments. That would be my choice.
It's still the grossest 70-point game of all time. It's gross. It's kind of nasty. I mean,
he took 40 shots.
And they lost. Like, that's the part that gets me. I can't get beyond the, like, if you score 70, you better win. Like, I just believe you have to win. But
should we announce what we chose? I don't even think we've said what we chose for Booker.
What did we choose, Andrew?
So we chose the S23 Hollow, which is
how strongly we feel about it. Yeah. So much conviction here.
No, we just wanted to build the hype. Yeah. So it is an awesome moment though. I mean, it's at the Garden, you know, game winner falling away. Just a super like pure is the word that comes to mind. Just a pure shot. Audio bonus points for audio. I mean, if I'm not a Booker guy, but you know, if I was choosing a Booker moment, like, budget aside, like, this is the one that I would personally want. So
moving to number 12, we've got the king, we've got LeBron James with the best moment on the NBA Top Shot platform, his anthology, The Block, minted to 23. It's perfect. It's that's it. I mean, it's like, this is the best moment on the platform. This is the best moment of the post Jordan NBA period.
Yeah. I mean, other than the Jordan shot on Byron Russell in the finals, or Brian Russell. How do you say his
name?
That
one's Byron.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Byron, yeah. Other than that, I would say that this is the best moment of my life. I mean, I would say those two moments are probably the most iconic NBA moments of my life. I can't think of
anything that rivals those. I don't remember what the commentators said.
Well, that's true.
Hit that shot. I mean, like, when you can remember everything about it, including what Mike Breen is talking about in the background.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
Walked by James is just about as iconic of an NBA sentence of my lifetime.
You know? It's kind of weird because we're doing this list based off where they rank as NBA players, what the Ringer ranked them. So this is number 12 because LeBron's number 12, you know, best player in the NBA. It, you know, if we're just ranking the best moments, it's number one.
Okay.
Tune in next week. We'll rank the BC 100. Say.
BC 100 remix.
Yeah.
This feels wrong. There's been some really, you know, we've been really nice to the Ringer. I really appreciate them putting this list together so we didn't have to do any debating ourselves on like ranking the players. We're just going with what they said. And so, you know, I preface this with all of that because one spot above LeBron James, we have Jalen Brunson.
You know, I don't appreciate the slander.
I love Jalen Brunson. It's not even
no,
though, like,
I get it.
There's so many names up here too, where I'm like, you know, I don't know. The rest of them, I feel like I'm not saying Jalen Brunson should be like at 30 or whatever, but it just feels weird to say. And at one spot better than LeBron James, we've got Jalen Brunson. We went not with a legendary, not with a rare, not with a common. We went with a fandom here. We went the Series 23-24 NBA playoffs. I mean, this, speaking of, you know, Tyrese Maxey's arrival in the last episode, this kind of feels like Jalen Brunson's arrival. This series was obviously, I mean, he dropped 60 in the season. Like, you know, obviously he's not the player we thought he was in Dallas. He's him. He's incredible. He's absolutely everything you want in a lead guard out there in New York. 47-10, game 4 in Philadelphia. I mean, the Nova boy coming home to just wreck it.
Yeah, no doubt. This just is, to me, tough. It's what Jalen Brunson's all about. Yeah, there's some one buckets in here. There's, you know, just up and unders. There's all these different moves that are just crafty. The dude's like 6'1". He can, you know, go up against giants like Embiid and just honestly perform with the best of them. That's what I mean. It's good. If it fits his style. It's not like probably going to be his best moment of his career. It's probably not going to be, but it is a great moment. And so far, you know, this is what we got to go with. And,
I'm also I think his hollow maybe is the 60-point game from S23, something like that. But, you know, there's a lot of players that we've talked about in the BC 100, like some sleeper guys like a Zach LaVine or a DeMar DeRozan. They make it look so easy, you know, like everything they do is so silky smooth. And it's like, I could do that. You know, look at it. I mean, you're just not making it look very hard. When Jalen Brunson is out there, it looks hard. It looks very difficult to do the things he's doing. I think it's one of the things that like is so lovable about him. It's kind of a one of us moment. You know, it's like he's not that much harder than me. And like you said, he's out there like giving everybody buckets because he's got want to. You can't measure want to. And that's why he's at 11 on this list. Even a spot above King James. A spot above Jalen Brunson, King James teammate. Coming in at number 10, Anthony Davis. We've got another Series 1 appearance here. I think there's only about like 6 or 7 of these in the BC 100. And curation and editing be damned. This one is just an absolutely iconic moment from the bubble. I think everybody watched every bubble game, right?
What else what else were we doing? There was nothing else to do.
Jared, you're a proud new owner of this moment.
Yes, I just added this Western Conference Finals rare from Anthony Davis. Essentially, it's a game winner. It's a dagger. It's awesome. So cool. I mean, yeah, I love everything about the moment in the bubble with the screens in the back. It just feels great. They got the Black Mamba jerseys on. I think those are just kind of iconic too. I don't know. I don't think you can say much more about it. This is Anthony Davis, like, peak season. I always make the joke that, like, of course Anthony Davis had his best moment in a bubble because he's always hurt otherwise. Like, I don't know. It's like a dad joke. But I think it's kind of true. Like, this was the peak of his powers. And, yeah, what's not to love about
this? This is the kind of thing that makes him so special. I mean, this is like a lot of buckets. Like, this is a legacy bucket. This is a career peak bucket. And this is like kind of a style bucket. Like, name me another like 7 foot one defensive player of the year kind of guy that can sprint to the elbow three and hit a game winner on the move. Like, mm-hmm. the movement without the ball. I mean, he plays like a guy who was a guard in high school. You know, I think that's always been one of the things I loved about Anthony Davis was, like, as he got older, I think he played point guard his freshman year. He played shooting guard his sophomore year. He played power mm-hmm. forward his junior. I mean, like, every year is like he showed up to school just like 4 inches taller. You know, because obviously those guys that just like, I've been a center my whole life because I've always been huge. AD is not one of those dudes. So, you know, these are the skills that you develop when you don't play center your whole life. And it's just epic. It's just so good. I think that he's number 10 on this list. And honestly, this moment might be top 10 if we were just ranking them on pure moment basis. We're in the top 10, guys.
Yeah.
We're here.
Let's go. Do it.
All right, moving on to number 9. From AD to KD, we've got another anthology here. Finals dagger. I mean, it's the one. It feels a little weird, Shirley Jared, to have this moment be a Warriors moment.
Yeah, I mean,
is that the discussion here? Is that what we're gonna talk? You know, that feels like kind of the topic.
The reality is KD was Finals MVP. You can't take that away from him. The dude was at the peak of his powers. I mean, he is a cupcake for leaving the Thunder and doing all this stuff. But the reality is he was awesome. And that's why, as Thunder fans, we were so upset. Because
it's already weird to see this, to watch this moment again. It's already weird.
He was on the Warriors? Yeah.
Just a few years later, seeing him in that jersey is like, you kind of already forgot that he played with the Warriors.
Yep.
He doesn't feel like he was ever a Warrior. Meanwhile, he won 2 championships and 2 Finals MVPs.
And he only played 3 years, right, with the Warriors?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Like, he played the next year. And the next year, they really probably should have won it, but he tore his Achilles, right? So, I mean,
brutal.
Like,
yeah, it's weird to see him in that jersey.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. It's the shot is pure KD, though.
Yeah, the moment.
That's, like, the moment – and what KD's all about is this is what he does. I mean, he's just like an assassin from deep, and he just makes every shot, you know, that we saw it recently in the Olympics. The dude just gets buckets, and he doesn't miss, and he's clutch.
Yeah.
And this speaks to that perfectly.
I mean, yeah, all that said about, like, it's weird that he's on the Warriors. Like, this has to be the choice. I think he's not the most popular guy. So I feel like sometimes, I don't know, like, this moment probably doesn't get the attention it deserves. Like, it is iconic in my mind. I mean, you know, last minute of the game, and he just dribbles down without hesitation, pulls up right in LeBron's face. It's like 18 on the shot clock.
I think he's the best pure scorer in NBA history.
Yeah, and exactly. And this is like, you know, the way he goes into a shot, it's like, you know, it's going in. And that's just like, that's the KD. Like,
I think he's
style.
Number one there. Like,
yeah, one thing about this moment too is, like, this Warriors team
shot.
Some people consider this maybe the best team of all time. Like, that's how good this Warriors team was. It's true. KD, it's Steph, it's Klay. They're all in their prime. It's Draymond in his prime. Like, it's Iguodala still playing well. You can't really put together a better team. I mean, It's amazing.
And again, like we said earlier, you've got the Finals Phantom Cam glow. Bonus points.
Yeah.
All right. On to number 8. Ant. We got Ant Edwards all the way at number 8. This one was unanimous. If you're on Top Shot, you know what the best Anthony Edwards moment is. It's a Series 2 rookie rare rising stars. Poor Yuta Watanabe. Do you think that anyone, considering that, like, I'm not sure how many people would know Yuta Watanabe's name I'm not sure he wants his name to be known for this. Although he did have some fun years with the Nets. But yeah, this was not his finest moment here. Poor guy. Absolute destruction at the rim. This was the poster of the season. This is the best, you know, and it's a, this one I've had, we had some, I think all of us probably had internal debates about this. Like, this is the clear choice, but there's so many that you want to consider as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd think this would be like the best dunk of a player's career, bar none, not even a conversation. Like, I can think of two or three more on the platform alone. Like, the John Collins baptism was pretty nuts. Yeah, just, even his from series three, I think, MSFE is the breakaway windmill.
Yeah, his windmills are like picturesque. I mean, you can't, they're it's like perfect artwork, how perfect he is with the windmill.
And the other one you want to shout out is the S23 for the win. That block. I mean, I was watching that game live, so I feel like I have a little extra bias toward it. But it was like I've just never seen a block like that. I mean, he was flying. Didn't his head like actually hit the backboard? Or?
Yeah, he had to have been concussed after that. I mean,
reckless abandon.
Yeah. So he's
got no fear.
It's going to be interesting to see, like, will he? You know, how soon will he have something that will take place of this moment on this list?
Oh, well, feels like in my it could mind, be this year. Yeah, exactly. Like, and I even think there's like even a small case for his round one playoff moment from this year. I really like that moment. It's kind of where he gets
the Suns.
Yeah, John with back KD? And forth with KD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of like his. I don't know. He arrived before that, but that was like his playoff arrival, I guess.
Right.
Which is your real arrival.
But I mean. Like, Edwards is, he's going to be in the playoffs for the next, what, 8 years, 10 years? I mean, I just can't see anything different. So
just a highlight machine, yeah. That
we're going, like, to get, we're going
to
get moments.
He might top, he's always a threat to top this, like, the next time he steps on a court. Mm-hmm. So his legacy's not quite finished yet. He's got a lot of career left. A guy who just signed a little extension, and you start to wonder, like, is that going to, is this, like, the final extension he's going to sign? Coming in at number seven. Steph Curry, anthology is the choice. Double bang is the moment. It's legendary. It's minted to 30. It's perfect. You know, once this, again, when you can remember what the commentator is saying, you know that the moment itself is special.
Yeah. And I think Curry had some choices that were maybe up for debate for sure with this. I mean, that's how great Curry is, right? And how many awesome moments he's had. But this, the one thing that sets this moment apart for me, like you said, the Breen call. But I also think when you watch any like NBA like package reel for like whether it's highlights or just like the league in general, like they're just like promoting the league and they put this moment on there still to this day. Like it's how they promote, you know, their product. And I think it's one of those. It's one of those highlights that will just be living on for, you know, decades to come.
Right. It's like in a way, you know, for a guy with this many championships, it's like, oh, how are we choosing a regular season game? But it's that cultural significance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, but the main one in contention, you know, in my mind at least, was the MSFE, the record breaking three. It's probably my favorite, just slightly edging out the double bang. Just such a fun moment. But yeah, Curry was one of the hardest choices because the dude's got a legacy like basically second only to LeBron probably on this list. So yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, you don't want to put too much like personal bias in it. But I remember with the MSFE, I remember pulling over. I mean, I could probably tell you where I was on the road where I pulled the car over. And you know, you remember like when he got next to it, when he was like, all right, I just need one more. He missed a couple like going for it. I think he had like three shots before the eventual record breaking three. So I ended up pulled over on that side of that road for a good, like 5, 6, 7 minutes waiting for the one. But yeah, culture, I mean, obviously Steph Curry, I think Steph Curry changed the game more than anybody. And like, this is like perfect example of that, you know, no just doubt. Absolute 32 logo. Foot game winning three pointer, you know, hostile environment. This is the kind of stuff for the driveway. You know, how many times do you think people going back, like the Kyrie moment and this moment, those are the ones that people are reliving as a 7-year-old in their driveway.
No.
Moving on to number six, we've got Joel Embiid. You know, we talked about it with the Donovan Mitchell. I said we got a couple 70 pieces coming up. And this was the one where I convinced you guys. Mm-hmm. I was the only one who had this to begin with. I will say thank you for conceding. Thank you for giving me my additional 70 piece. I just think that – I mean, a 70 piece – that's going to be for a guy who doesn't have a championship. I mean, obviously he's got a pair of MVPs or one MVP. Sorry, Joe. You know, he's an MVP. Like, so he's won stuff, you know, but 70 points is just something that like just doesn't ever happen. And you say that, but I'm pretty sure that the week that he scored 70 was like a week after Donovan Mitchell, a week before Luka Doncic wasn't Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell did it a couple months before. And then Devin Booker, did he do it again? Know what I'm talking about. No, Devin Booker 60. Had like 68 or something like that. He got close. It was just like one of the most insane scoring explosions in a single week in NBA history. But Joel's contribution to that week was the franchise record for the Philadelphia, the storied Sixers franchise. Career high 70 points.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Dominate.
I really don't have any qualms with the choice for sure. I mean, it was definitely in contention for me. The only thing I would go with is like, you know, there's that matchup against Jokic in his video game number moment, I believe it is. And I just feel like that Jokic and
honorable mention.
Embiid. Yeah, the Embiid Jokic MVP. Like debate, that duel kind of was going back and forth, kind of similar to the Wemby and Chet.
I was just thinking of that
duel. Yep. It kind of felt similar to that. But as far as like, obviously the significance of a 70 point game, there's only maybe 10 people that have done it, or a dozen max.
Yeah, tough because it's like, you know, on a pure moment basis, like no context, this isn't the choice. Obviously, it's a layup. And so that was obviously something I think we all kind of struggled with making this list. Like, when do you use game, context? Like, obviously this is not a championship. So it's like, do we put this in sort of a career high point bucket? Or do we go with like the sickest thing he's ever done? Is it is his debut the between the legs pass?
That's not the debut, I don't think. Is it?
I'm not sure. I think it is.
Maybe it is. Yep.
That one's sick. He's got a lot of sick stuff. But he's, you know, Embiid is not really one of those guys that does a ton of things that's like, you know, hashtag NBA top shot this. Right. But yeah, scoring 70 just feels like that's got to get you on the list. And we've got the finale here, the top five. Episode five, player number five, and the last, also the finale for the Run It Back Origins, the final inclusion of this set from series four. This is talk about arrivals. Jason Tatum's arrival was a little sooner than other people's arrivals. I mean, we've got game seven of the 2018 Eastern Conference Finals, and he just yams on LeBron James, gives him the little chest bump afterwards. This is one of the greatest moments on the platform, even for a guy that, you know, maybe his aura is not enough for a lot of the fans these days. Like, he's not, you know, not the most popular guy, obviously, after there was so much conversation with all the, you know, Tatum and Brown stuff in the playoffs. But here he is, number five, and this is not really up for debate. This is his best moment on the platform. I love the round one, game one, playoff opening game winner against the Brooklyn Nets. Definitely one of those ones I can reimagine with the, you know, Jaylen Brown gets the ball to Marcus Smart, takes the ball, you know, loop-de-looped, loop-de-loop layup, dipsy-do. But this one, I mean, this is just to put you on the map. And to dunk on LeBron, obviously, is pretty impressive. To do it as a rookie, step up. To do it in the playoffs, even better. To do it in the Eastern Conference Finals, even cooler. Game 7. Obviously, they did lose that Game 7. But, you know, iconic for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt.
With the haircut.
Yeah, I own this one. I love it. It's
you own this? Oh, yeah.
I did Origins. I had to. Yeah, it was one of my bigger. That was one of my bigger Top Shot kind of journeys doing Origins. But yeah, it's like for a guy with as much success as he's had, it's like kind of from one viewpoint a little strange to have this versus like you know the dude's won a championship now. Legendary. Yeah. But it's too iconic, and like it was in the playoffs, right? So I do feel like it's actually not really that debatable.
Would you like to take the lead here, Jared?
Well, yeah. I mean, number 4 is my guy, SGA. This one is potentially a little debatable, I will say. SGA has a bunch of great moments, a few game winners in the Hollow Icon tier, the Hollow Icon sets over the years. But to me, the S3 MGLE still speaks to kind of like Shea's arrival in the NBA. And to me, it just fits perfectly with what a moment's all about. It's the I'm him, the GIF that you can find if you search it. It's kind of like the reaction and just like the boldness to take that shot. It's a regular season game, but the boldness to take that shot when they didn't really need to, you know, take a shot with that much time on the clock and, you know, from 40 feet or 35 feet or whatever it was, the Lakers logo. I just think it was like his moment up to this point. I know he's got, like I said, other game winners, but this one to me is just culturally more important. Like we've used that a few times tonight. There's more culturally significant moments than others, and this
kind
one
of an arrival. Like I feel like honestly, we're seeing. We didn't really talk about this in the lead up to the list or while we were debating the list, but now that we're here, episode 5. I mean, we're coming into 4 or 5 hours of discussing this in a podcast form after weeks of discussing it. And I think we're now realizing there's an additional bucket here, and it's the arrival bucket. Mm-hmm. And this is an arrival bucket, literally. You know, again, SGA is not, again, kind of in that Embiid category where it's like his dominance isn't always perfectly displayed through Top Shot. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. for Shea, it's going to be more in the form of, like, game winners, you know? Yeah. Where this is obviously kind of in that category, and the I'm him, the Selly, that's what does it for a guy that's so, you know, reserved seemingly. Like this is not really the bravado we usually see from him come out like this. So it's just epic. Poor Avery Bradley.
Yeah, it's so good. And to your point on like his style, not always, you know, fitting Top Shot. Like I was just looking, his best of 2024 against the Mavs is like the little description is he puts on a mid-range clinic versus the Mavs in game 4. So like, you know, that's not the most exciting, but like he was crazy good in that series, even though mm-hmm. they didn't win. And like, he's going to have his iconic, everyone remembers where they were when he did something in the playoffs. I think that's going to happen, but for now we got to go with the most style. And this guy is just like, he's got so much style.
So everything in his life, everything in my life is consistent.
My guy. I'll be watching him 20 times plus this year. So I'll be happy there.
Into our top 3 now. Our last unanimous choice. Top 2 got a little chippy, guys. But the number 3, Giannis. Series 2, 21 NBA Finals. I mean, it's the block on Ayton. That's it. That's just like one of the more iconic NBA Finals moments of all time. Mm-hmm. And especially when it gets you your first championship, it just makes it that more special. And it sort of cemented him as, you know, an all-time great, to be real. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of times you need that chip. It's like, you know, you get an MVP, that's great. But you need the chip. And this was the one that did it. And this block had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, his like, turn and like recovery on this block is no one else in the world can do it. He's the only person that can make this block. It, I mean, the athleticism, is out of the world, and that's why he's the Greek freak, right? I mean, that's what he does. I think this is a top 5 to 10 moment on Top Shot for sure.
Yeah,
It's gonna be like more than likely. I would love, the Bucks have kind of fallen off. Giannis isn't kind of quite in that same limelight that he was in this era, but or in this year, but
pound for pound, he's still my choice for the best player on the planet.
I mean, yeah,
I feel like it's still kind of
it's hard. It's hard to kind of like say no, but yeah, I mean, it's just crazy how good he's been that
for me for like the like pretty much S2 on, you know, mm-hmm. like that championship year four, where it's just like, I think that he at full health and whatever, like he is as capable, if not more than more capable than anybody else to just absolutely destroy a game, you know? We got another contender for that spot at number two. I'll see the floor to you, my friend, Andrew.
Wait, so this has to be Jokic, right? No, it's Luka. It's
well done.
Well done. Kudos.
Yeah, so Luka Doncic. Yeah, so this was like, I try to think about this, like I said, as objectively as possible as a big Luka fan. Like, I think you guys can agree he was one of the toughest, if not the toughest, to choose mm-hmm. a moment. Oh, and again, inverse of the Kyle Kuzma problem, he has, like, in my mind, he has at least five legitimate, you know, you can make an argument.
He has 43 eligible moments.
So we went with, I'll start with what we went with, of course. So we went with the best of 2024 playoffs, the shot over Gobert. I think
spicy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people might disagree with this one. That's kind of my guess. We'll see what people think as they listen. But, you know, to me, let me kind of go through the five moments in my mind, right? So we've got the best game of his career, S23. I think this was Sam's choice because, you know, 73 correct. Points. Seems like
a, mine's number five on the list?
No particular order.
Okay. So starting with the second best, I got it.
Exactly. So 73 points. We've got probably the most fun moment, you know, that comes to mind is like his Top Shot 50 when – you know, he's got the 60-20-10, the crazy putback off a free throw, his like very bizarre celebration, hilarious celebration. That's like the most fun, you know, in a crazy good game. His most famous shot is probably the bubble three. Just, you know, everyone was watching at that time. Top Shot also, Top Shot nostalgia plays into that. But I do think that's possibly still his most famous shot. And then, you know, we've been talking about in this episode, the kind of I have arrived bucket, and he has that as well, kind of an I have arrived moment within Origins with that crazy fall away buzzer beating three as a rookie. So, you know, we kind of debated through all of these, and I don't think any of them would be a wrong choice, but, you know, to me, it's like, I do think this is the highlight of his career so far. I mean, they went to the finals and they were in Minnesota mm-hmm. up one game. Okay, things are looking good. But I mean, after he hit the shot, I'm thinking to myself, like, we're going to the finals. I mean, that's not a guarantee, but like,
yeah,
we just went up 2-0 on the road. You know, all the smack talk against Gobert makes the moment just that much more fun. I don't know. What do you guys think?
That, I mean, to me, that's what sets it apart. Like, I'm big on like, this is putting them in the finals. This is what, like, Luka is here for, right? He's here to win a championship, and they didn't win it, but he got him to the finals. And this shot, I just think it is exactly who Luka is too. Puts Gobert on skates.
He wants
his classic, you know, step back clutch. Everything about it is just beautiful. I would go with this. And like you said, I mean, it kind of brought up a memory for me. Like you said, oh, they're going to the finals when he made that shot. And I mean, I'm with you. I was with you. Mm-hmm. But like, I had that same moment as a Thunder fan in 2016. I thought when they went up 3-1 against the Warriors mm-hmm. and they, cause they, I mean, they blew them out two games in a row, and then, you know, you lose game five, and then we know game six Clay, who's just, you know, that's an insane moment in itself. But like, yeah, you just like, you would think that the moment where Luka puts him into the finals. That's kind of, to me, his moment so far.
I think, I don't know if we've discussed this. We may have earlier in the week, but you said Klay, and I just can't help but think that, like, Klay Thompson is not on this list.
Yeah.
It's getting old, eh? Everyone's got to age out.
KCP is on this list.
Yeah. Right?
RJ Barrett is on this list.
Norm Powell.
Yeah, Norman Powell. And not only is Norm Powell, like, on the list, he's, like, in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, how, you like, Norm some Powell, people just Klay have Thompson. To make it. You just can't take Klay off until he retires. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like, doesn't feel right.
So it's a shame that Game 6 Klay is not on the BC 100. But
yeah,
he's One not, so we're not going to talk about him anymore. Luka has something that fits in every bucket. You know, like, yeah, I don't think he has, like, a legacy yet, so he doesn't have that bucket. But, like, we went with the next bucket, which is, like, career high point, and I think that this is a career high point. I think if something we also discuss a lot on this list is, as we're making it, what would they pick? What would Luka choose as his best moment on this table? And I think that's what – I think this is what he would have gone with. You know, I went with the 70-piece S23 Hollow because I think a 70-piece, like, you know, has to be a factor. We have to at least discuss it. And so that's sort of like the NBA Top Shot, this along with the 60-20-10. Is that the TS50?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's, like you said, he's got an I've arrived moment with Origins. Like, he's got something that fits in every single bucket. But ultimately, I do think that we were steered to the right decision by you, Andrew.
You know, I spent an excessive amount of time thinking about it. So
I believe it.
But I, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, not just in relation to Luka, but I was thinking about, like, with guys like this, like, this is what separates the best players. Like, there's a separate class among the best players who are also, like, the most collectible, and, like, the ones that, you know, really, like, stand out culturally are these guys who we just, like, can't decide. They have so many good moments, you know. Like Luka is up there with, like, LeBron and Curry as far as how many moments they have. And I think Edwards is going to fit that bucket. Wemby's going to fit that bucket. Like, there's only a handful of guys who just year after year are producing, like you actually can think of multiple, like, I remember what I was doing when I, you know, when I watched this.
And this, it's less defined by Top Shot and more defined by, like, basketball. Like, right. It's not even like, oh, I remember when that moment was minted or the first time I saw it appear on the platform. Like, I think there's a lot of players where you're like, maybe you wouldn't know about all these moments, you know, if it wasn't for Top Shot. So, like, obviously credit to Top Shot for, like, creating a platform where we do feel a little bit more connected to a guy like, you know, DeMar DeRozan, you know, all of a sudden, and Jalen Green, guys that we're like, I don't really know what he's done. And then all of a sudden, thanks to Top Shot, you know, his full career is sort of on display and you can figure out what kind of guy he is. But like you said, it's like, but Luka, those are, and Steph and eventually Ant, like, these guys are cultural icons, you know, in the making. And obviously Steph already is. But, like, I don't remember these moments for, like, their existence on Top Shot as much as, like, in real life. IRL, I can remember all of these moments from Luka. And like you said, I think that makes him highly collectible. I don't know how much you can say that about our number one here.
Yeah, it's kind
closing
of
out the
up.
BC 100. I'm sad to wrap it up here, but alas, here we are. Number one, the odd man out here. You probably know it's Nikola Jokic here. We ultimately decided on the Series 4 23 NBA Finals, mostly because, like we said, like, this is about a legacy stuff, and, like, you know, as of right now, like, bringing a championship for the first time to the Denver Nuggets is a big deal. You know, a couple MVPs under his belt, big deal, but not as big as a championship. It's a great moment too. You know, I think he's obviously
displays who he is.
Yeah. It's a sleeper moment. You're sort of like, you know, it's a reel and it's not one of the sexier reels. So you're not like, you know, it's hard to sort of pick up the context of what's happening as you're watching the moment itself. But it is a 20 rebounds? 20 assists.
Yeah. 20 rebounds.
That's the thing. You have to ask about that. Like, the fact that this big dude is capable of putting up 20 assists. 30-20-10 game in the NBA Finals. First ever. And if you were ever the first person to do something like that in the NBA Finals, Pretty serious. Bonus points for the Phantom Cam, as always. Yeah, so none of us actually had this moment when we first made our list.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Andrew had the S23 Hollow. It looks like Jared's was eventually changed. We've been working off of like our master list this whole time. I had the S23 Honors. We had a bunch of pick stuff, you know, a bunch of stuff picked out. But then ultimately we kind of zoomed out and realized like, okay, we've got a lot of these finals moments sort of etched in because this is like bucket number one is legacy. And I think ultimately that's where this fits.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always tempted to pick the most exciting moment. Like that is my, you know, with Top Shot, like I'm always tempted to buy or, you know, collect the most exciting moments. And so that's why first thought was S23 Hollow. Cause I've never seen Jokic show that kind of emotion and like just such a fun game winner, awesome curation, audio, you know, all those things. But then, yeah, at the end of the day, I think it was Jared was like, guys, you know, this guy, he won a championship. So let's rethink this.
Yeah. And I think one thing that I think we talked about too is like, this guy has been the best player of the Top Shot era the last 5 years. I mean, it's just bar none. He's the best. And this is kind of the peak of his career, right? And so you got to take this guy's the best for the last 5 years. And this is his best accomplishment and a game that's never happened before, 30-20-10 in the finals. So I don't know that it was a no-brainer, but to me, it just, you can't, since he doesn't have one that sticks out, you have to choose this.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of a side note here. Let's see. Not if you take out parallels, this man has 27 moments with an MVP badge on it.
Won three. He's won three out of the first five. So you've got Giannis, two Jokic, Embiid, and then another Jokic. So all big men, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I think we're due for maybe a guard type player, whether it's Luka, SGA, Edwards type.
Brandon Miller.
Potentially.
I thought we were just mentioning our guys here.
No, I was like trying to be a little more serious, but okay.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple years. Right, come on, Sam. Let's give it a couple years.
I know. I do think you're right, though. I think we're due for a guard. That is if Wimby, and they're going to have to get one quick because Wimby's coming for it.
Mm-hmm.
He could rattle off several in a row. So, yeah, dude, that's it. That's the BC 100.
This has been awesome.
So fun. You know, I have been super tempted to buy these as we've created this list. And then now going through them even more, I'm like, gosh, why are these so expensive? I mean, I was looking at our top 20, like, the, you know, Top Shot started to do just an awesome job at making these really legendary plays just super scarce. And so, like, you know, even including some commons here, it looks like the average mint count for the top 20 here is 294, which that's you know, including a crunch time and a couple other commons. Like, these are just super scarce, so you know, that's a good thing ultimately. But man, I hope to collect all these eventually. Maybe not the LeBron though.
Yeah, it's just a casual $31,000 to collect the top 20 alone. and a mere $61,000 to collect the entire BC 100. So, you know, we've got a checklist that we're going to share out of a spreadsheet so you can check out whatever you've got. But yeah, thanks for coming along for the ride, everybody. You know, this is the BC 100. This is what Badge County does. This is like what makes a sicko.
Yeah,
you know, watching literally thousands of moments with your friends, having very meaningful or meaningless conversations about the greatest moments on the NBA Top Shot platform. It's been a beautiful ride. Thanks for hanging out. It's good to have the Badge County podcast revived for a little bit. Dust off the mics. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more podcast action in on the series 2024-25, which starts in like 6 weeks. Like, we're right here. It's right. It's coming up.
It's coming.
So again, thanks Andrew for coming up with the idea of the Badge County 100. Thanks Jared for, you know, steering us in the right direction, or just putting in off the wall selections of your base set selections and stuff.
Well, the reality is,
here it comes.
I'll quit. That's enough. We've been.
Next time on Badge County Podcast, yeah. The reality is. So yeah, all right. Good game, everybody. Thanks for listening. That's been the Badge County 100. See y'all next time.
Later.